Letters to Betty. It's similar to Dear Abby, just a fat, drunk, stupid version. It's Letters to Benny.
All right, it's that time of day where I try and answer your questions to the best of my inability. Time for Letters to Benny. Hey, Benny, we had to cut out a lot of this. Hey, Benny, this is Nat. What's up, Nat? My sister broke up with her boyfriend of 3 years. They were actually engaged. He's devastated. He was close with our family. He's got all of our phone numbers. He actually called me the other day to ask for advice. I felt bad. I heard him cry on the phone. I calmed him down. Now he's calling me every day. Listen, he's a nice guy, but my sister broke up with him because he's very unmotivated and she couldn't see herself with him for the rest of their lives. I get it. I really want him to stop calling me now. Any advice? Signed, Natalie. First off, hold up. Okay, so you're let me reread this. Listen, he's a nice guy, but my sister broke up with him because he's very unmotivated and she couldn't see herself with him for the rest of their lives. No, he doesn't make enough money. That's, you can say it, he doesn't make enough money. Let me explain, okay? If he sat on his tuchus but was a gazillionaire, would his unmotivation matter? All you do is just sit around the house. So I'm gonna go shopping. See you, honey. Like that's the when couples are like, he is so unmotivated. He just sits around all the time and doesn't do it. It's because he doesn't make enough money. That's it. If he was a let me put it in a further thing. If he was a gazillionaire, a trillionaire, a billionaire, whatever it is, but he sat on his boat all day long, would you care? Like, hey, me and my friends are going to get on the boat, too. Let's go to Bermuda. It's not the fact that he's unmotivated. He's unmotivated about making money and going off and doing things. That's why. You want some output. As in dollars. Okay, second. Just cut him off. Just be like, listen, it's done. Not only that, for the sake of your sister, it always drives me up a bleeping wall when like there's like this breakup and then like the siblings or whoever else are like, oh, we're still friends with her. I mean, she totally hates my son, but we're still friends with her. What? No. Blood first. Like, come on now. What are you doing? Listen, I have had two ex-wives and their families did it right because their families hate my guts. That's how you're supposed to do it. They're not supposed to like me. I'm a likable guy. You know? But they're not supposed to like me. It was a breakup with their daughter. You're not supposed to like me. Cut it off. Anyway, and this guy who, like, he sucks anyway. Listen, I just tried to stood up for him a little bit, but he sucks. The number one, write this down. You get out of a relationship, the number one thing that you need to take with you, if you're looking around the house, you're like, what should I take with you? Besides children, the number one thing is your pride. You can buy the rest of it. You can get your house plant. You can get a dog. The two things you got to take are your kids and your pride. Pride matters.
107.9 KBPI.
Dude, stop calling her. Stop crying.